Thank you. And staying with that G8 meeting in Fermanagh today, as you've been hearing, tax affairs are likely to be high on the agenda. Brian Keegan, Taxation Director with Chartered Accountants Ireland, joins us now. Brian, was taxation always on the agenda for this meeting, or is it an issue that's crept in given the international focus on tax in recent weeks?
It's crept in given the international focus, but not the international focus in Ireland. The agenda for the G8 meeting was actually set back last November. And it was at that stage that a discussion on corporation tax avoidance and planning had erupted in the UK. So while we're very sensitized here in Ireland to the discussion in recent weeks, particularly concerning companies like Apple, it's not because of any Irish activity that this discussion is taking place. That happens to be coincidental. It's the British which have set the tax agenda, and the British set it because of their own domestic issues which occurred back last year. So, you know, this is not a discussion where Ireland should feel particularly sensitized or vulnerable. Having said that, it's going to be of key importance, because what the G8 will try and do is they will try and reach some kind of consensus whereby any change that can be affected will be affected across the board. If they don't do that, they won't be able to contain the changes affecting one country as against the next, and they lose their own competitive advantage. So that's one of the big challenges for the G8 today, is to agree some form of concerted action so that no one country or territory is left feeling vulnerable.
Now, as well as corporate tax avoidance, tax evasion will also be examined. The differences between the two, and are we likely to hear a commitment to action on both?
I think we're likely to hear a lot of aspirations to commitment. The tax evasion issue is probably most likely to be tackled by tentative agreements towards better information sharing and the better availability of information from companies and indeed individuals, you know, working in offshore locations. Again, that's going to be something that will require unanimity. And, you know, one of the problems on both the evasion side and the avoidance side is that I don't think anybody's entirely clear as to how this can best be tackled. I mean, we're still dealing with international rules which were devised 50, 60 years ago. They were devised at a time when companies particularly weren't reliant on all of their value being portable, being easily transferred across borders because of the value of intellectual property. They were more reliant on things like mines, heavy industry. We've got a corporation tax system and a system of disclosure which was designed for a less high-tech environment. And I'm sure there will also be discussions as to how actually best to tackle the challenges, as well as the motivation of countries to sort this out.
The point has been made by some that this whole international tax clampdown is something that doesn't really affect the G8 countries. It applies more to a wider sphere and perhaps the G20 countries.
Well, I'm not sure about that. You know, we think in tax incentives in terms of getting investment in. Countries in the G8 think of tax incentives in terms of favouring their companies and individuals getting investments out. I mean, you know, we overlook the fact that the US multinationals, for example, are availing of tax incentives in the US for outward investment. So again, they're not necessarily going to want to prejudice their offering for their own domestic market. And, you know, because of that tension, what the G8 might decide is appropriate mightn't be what the G20 could decide is appropriate, because their perspective on how they want to favour their own domestic industry could be very different indeed.
Looking beyond the G8 decisions, Brian, into this wider question of tax avoidance and how it affects corporate Ireland, so to speak, what's likely to be the next move in this diplomatic tete-a-tete between the United States and Ireland?
Well, again, the debate that's going on is very much US-centred. It is the US Senate looking at its own rules. It is the US Senate looking at its own Inland Revenue Service to see how best they can police their own corporates. I suppose the point is that, you know, the structures that have been under close examination are not unique to US and Ireland. They're unique to the US and any country like Ireland, and that includes most European countries, which taxes companies or whose approach to taxing companies is pretty much the same as ours. So I don't think there's any possibility of some kind of special arrangement between the US and Ireland, or indeed any other one country. And it goes back to this point I made earlier, that there has to be a concerted effort across the board, because if rules are changed for one country or even one group of countries, well then investment will just move elsewhere. And that's something that nobody wants, either the recipients of investment who are by and large outside of the G8, or the generators of investment who by and large are within the G8.
Okay, Brian Keegan, Taxation Director of Chartered Accountants Ireland, thank you very much. On the currencies this morning, the euro is trading at $1.33 and just under 85 pence sterling, Gavin.